We're going to be talking about pedestrians and traffic first, but for those of you who are not contributing in cars anyway to the problem we're going to be describing, let's take a look at the TTC. Most Toronto guidebooks are for tourists, pointing out the hot neighborhoods to shop or great places to grab a good meal, but there is one new guide aiming to help locals find the best spots on the subway platform. Here's the CBC's Gene Kim to bring us that story.
When I'm running to catch the subway for work, I know exactly where I want to be. Last car, first door. That puts me right by the escalator when the train comes to St. Andrew Station. But if I'm riding to an unfamiliar stop and don't know where best to stand, I often end up far, far away from the right exit. It's a common problem, and one that Sean Lerner decided to tackle.
I'm a father. I'm transit fan. Virgo, so I'm very organized. I'm kind of like a geeky computer person.
So precisely the kind of person you'd expect to find behind something called the TTC Subway Rider Efficiency Guide. It's a small palm-sized booklet to help transit riders navigate the 74 different TTC and LRT stations. Sean has mapped out the different exits, stairs and escalators, for each platform at each stop. He started the project 4 years ago, but between something wonderful, having a baby, and something horrible.
And so I mapped out almost the entire Yonge University Spadina line. I think I got to St. Andrew and Osgoode, and I found that some of the escalators, they changed the direction throughout the day, and I didn't realize that initially. That was a big setback.
Sean put the project on hold. A few months ago, though, he started seeing people walking around with little buttons emblazoned with subway station logos. These buttons, put out by Spacing, a magazine about Toronto's urban landscape, reminded Sean of his own love for the TTC and his mission to rescue riders from unnecessary steps. While not a dangerous mission, it still caused Sean some anxiety.
I'd kind of get paranoid, actually, while I was doing, after a while in the system. I would be afraid, like someone thought I was plotting some big thing. I carry around a clipboard, and then I'd imagine like the subway drivers, they'd keep seeing the same person over and over. Usually by the time I left, it was usually because I was worried that I'd been down there for too long and being watched, so I'd go home and then come back the next day. Our society is absurdly obsessed with efficiency, so it's kind of like a joke to make everything a tiny, tiny bit quicker. But let's say altogether I spend 100 hours putting it together, and then 100,000 people, they each save like 1 minute. I'm not sure if that works out math-wise, but if it works out where I kind of, those 100 hours that I invested save society over 100 hours, then it was worth the effort.
The guide is almost ready for distribution. It'll be available as a free download from Sean's website. And while Sean's not quite sure how his guide will be received, he's sure one group won't be too thrilled.
I think for safety, TTC like it, that when people exit the trains, they're all scattered about the platform rather than everyone bunching up. Like, I have a general feeling that they won't be too into the guide.
But for subway riders looking to save a few extra minutes, this could be the better way. For Metro Morning, this is Gene Kim.
Is there a single item we've ever done about the subways that doesn't end with bing, bing, bing? For more information about the TTC Subway Rider Efficiency Guide, check out ttcrider.ca. ttcrider.ca.